Perek Beis. Discuss the beginning of Perek Beis. He's beneath. In Tika Chamorim. If you will invest in Limudat Torah, and you will chase it like people chase money and hidden treasures, then you'll get to the ultimate goal of Chachma, which is Yiras Hashem. And then you'll have the greatest amount of Chachma, because Yiras Hashem Reishis Da'as. Why? Ki Hashem Yitein Chachma, the ultimate source of Chachma, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Mipiv Da'as U'Tfunah. That's, if you will do, this is what you should do, and if this is what you will do. So what happens as a result? Yitzpon al yeshorim tushia, mogen l'chol chaiton. Yitzpon, and let's just start with that. Hashem hisnia, rozei mistrei hachachma. He is hidden in the Torah, the secrets of Torah. For Shomram and guards them, will seek them to give them like a Sharam believe Balsam, the people who are straight. And we'll see as we go through Mishlei, there is tremendous emphasis on Yashrus. When the Rambam writes, who is this Kodesh Nasa, Kodesh Kodosh, Shmit of Yoho? For Holach Yashur, Kamo Shaso Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created human beings with a straight mind, a straight way of thinking. And Torah gives us, furthers that straightness. And Holich Yosher. That's by Yesharim Libosam. That is Yitzbon by Yesharim Tushia. The people who go Bederech HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Midas HaYosher, he's hidden for them Tushia. Tushia is a Mishnah, Alomei Torah Lishma. Tushia is that Eitzah that enables a person to function in this world. Now, the Klolim, how to function in this world? That is hidden within the Torah. Take a look when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Yahushua at the end of his life. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach, tell Yahushua? Well, Yomor Sev Torah Zemipicho, or Gizabayom Velayla, Tish Malazko, Kotzbo, Oz, Tatsliach Hazrochacho, Oz Tatsk. And Yeshua says, and when David HaMelech gives the final tzivui to Shlomo HaMelech, what does he tell him? Tells him one thing. In order to be successful in this world, you have to take all the lessons you learned from Torah. And that is going to be an ongoing thing. Not that just learning Torah is what tells you how to pass in a Shaila and Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kedush. It gives you a mahalach, how to work in this world. That is Yitzbon, but not everyone does that. And there are many people who learn Torah with a passion who don't get that. So because the Pasuk says it's hidden in the Torah and to be gotten by Yeshurun. There are certain people who maintain through their lives that natural yashus and apply that to their Havanas HaTorah. For some people, learning Torah is an intellectual game. No. There are the people who get to the Madregim, Tvar Chanukah Kesef, Oz Tov and Yiras Hashem, and they retain that yashus. Holach Yosher Kamosha Asa Elokim. Elokim also as the Odom Yosher, Behem Bichu Cheshbon Azhar. We have a natural Yashus, and then we begin twisting it. We maintain that Yashus, we're able to see in Torah the way a Hadrocha for going through all our questions of life. That's Hitzbon La Yeshorim Tushim. There's one group of people. That's what they get out of this intense limurat Torah. There's another group, Mogein L'chol Chaiton. Not everyone can achieve that deep Havanos HaTorah till he gets out all the ways and mahalchim of how to go through life. Not everyone gets there. They are the whole Chaiton. The people who have no cheshbonos, and they just believe, they follow, they don't have that deep understanding. Okay. And the Malbim writes, Holich Tom, Mishamase Tzitkosu Kuhn Tomid Al Derech Echad. He has a single type of Mahalach in this world. Beli Pniyo, Beli Hishtanos. He doesn't change today, he doesn't change tomorrow. That is, he has a well-defined Derech HaChayim from Lashon Tmimos. And Torah then will protect him. If he doesn't get to that understanding, you have a simple Mahalach in your Holich Tom, Torah protects. Lintzor or Chos Mishpat. The Derech Chassidu of Yishpa. Now here he's talking about something else. A person can be of the opinion, and unfortunately many Orthodox Jews are of the opinion, that you can develop an ethical, moral approach to the world without Torah. He says no. You're not going to have Orchos Mishpot without Torah. This total focus on Limud Torah gives you the ability, Lintzor, to guard true justice. Number one. Vedera, now, that is a big nesayin. You have a person who's in a position of power to make judgments, to give moral direction, justice, and he either does it by maintaining his yashus or by being a holich tom, then he gets to Orchos Mishpat. He can mete out true justice, and his values are Torah values. Derech Chassid of Yishma. Who is a Chassid? Chassid is Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. Now, here is an important point. Someone asked me this week a simple question. If the Torah defines what is morality, and this is mutter, and this is us, and this is moral, what room there is there for Lifnei Mishuras Hadin? The answer is, in Midas, there's a problem in the tzivi of the Torah in Midas. Where do all Midas come from? All Midas come from the halachta bedrocha. Mahu chanun afato chanun. Mahu racham afato. The Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu we have to follow. And the question is, does it mean if I'm not a chan v'rachim like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm a vatal and essay and I'm an avari? Chas v'shalom. Torah says these are the midas. So what is the minimum you have to do in order not to be mevatel yaseh? What, being a chan and being a rachum once every 15 years? No, that's not going to work. So what's the balance? Balance, the Rambam defines what he calls his derech emtzoi. That's the minimum. The fact is, a minimum in midas still halacht b'drochem mahu chan avat chanan. You're allowed to move off into Frisha Khan and Frisha Chesed, etc. That is, in Midas, you are allowed something that you are not allowed in other mitzvahs. I can say, oh, matzah is wonderful. I'm not going to eat matzah for 7 or 8 days, I'll eat it for 2 weeks. You know what? There's no such thing. There's no such thing. I'll be in Sukkah for 2 weeks, I'll hear shofar for a whole week. No. Torah says you show from Russia. You sit in Sukkah 7 days, you eat matzah 7 days, sorry, it's 8 days, whatever. And that's it. In Midas, there's no such thing. Midas is a minimum, and then there's much more you can do. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a person wants to take out of Torah that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within Torah, and then he'll be able to make moral judgments and give moral decisions and give moral direction. Then, but it is a danger, because every human being has his issues, his problems. It's Yashus, it's Tom, and there's another. Derech Chassid of Yishmar gives you Haftocha that if in the world of Midas you go with Nimishrus Hadin, and Midas aren't just a minimal act of, it's something you work on, you develop, you move to, and to become a chassid, then Yishmar HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guide you. Os tovin tzedek u'mishpat. Then, he says, here, if you take a look at the Mefarshim, it's the Malbim and the Gemara say the same thing. What's mean, os tovin tzedek u'mishpat, u'meshorim Magal Torah. And a person can learn a lot of Torah. And have a deep understanding of a lot of things. But then there's something else. To internalize it and make it you. That is who and what you are. Obviously, the idea we call nowadays of Ben Torah to internalize. But that total internalization of all the Chochmas HaTorah and the Midas HaTorah, and that defines who and what you are, that is the highest measure. So what is it that a person can, every one of us has tremendous Yetzirahs in many directions, accumulating loads of money, Hanas HaGuf, Hanas HaNefesh, bad Midas. What is the way, the most assured way of conquering it all is through this Bacharic test of taking it, internalizing it, and ultimately it becomes who and what you are. We live in a very strange world. We live in a world of certain quote, Chashivarov quote, I don't know who this person is, just went to jail this week. Okay. There's a man who had tremendous success, and he was the big baletz for who knows what. Okay. But it was clear from anything the people dealt with him that his Taivas HaKesef knew no bounds. No bounds. His Taivas HaKesef, his wife's Taivas HaKesef, their joint Taivas HaKesef, knew no bounds. Here there is something of deep internalizing it, that is who and what you are. Your Metzias becomes what is defined by the Torah. It's not that your Metzius is a Taivas Gesser, but you also care. Oz Tov, and then you'll really understand Tzedek and Mishpat. When that becomes part of who and what you are, and the Yashas HaTorah becomes your natural way of thinking, and only then do you get to understanding Tzedek Umishpat. Umeisharim Komarotov. Meisharim Komarotov was not a simple pasuk, because there's a difference between Marol and Yashar. Yashar is a straight line. Marol is a circle. So the Mephorshim say, sometimes a person, the Mana Torah, has to not go straight, has to go around. But then there's a danger. He becomes a crooked person. No. If you've internalized Torah in the deepest of sense, then Meisharim, even if when the Magol, if you have to go around sometimes, and it's a Tov, you stay a Yosha. Why? Your chachma penetrates your heart. That means the chachma is not just mibachutz; it is inside of you. But that's nafshechon, you know. Then you actually enjoy all your limanatari, because it's straight, it's glatt. Mazima tishma lecho tavuna tinsereka. Torah will guide you, and its Havona will protect you. From what? Because as much as a person will internalize himself, there are many forces in life. Now, let's say this gentleman, I don't know him personally, who just went to jail this week. I don't know. Let's assume for a certain amount of his life, he did involve himself in Torah sincerely and deeply. But then, as he's confronting his success, this power, this money, this fame, so you need something, the internalization of it, making it part of you, is what's going to protect you from all these other things. Me'ish medaber tapuchos. What is tapuchos? The two ways there is using your mind to be straight and using your mind to get whatever you want. And there's no limit to the infinite rays the human mind can have. If the Yashus HaTorah is internalized within you, and that in the Torah, the Yashus HaTorah becomes the Metzius of your life. And Chochmah is Belibecha. For das lanavshach is pleasant. The most pleasant thing you have is the das HaTorah. Then when people begin with all sorts of twisted, crazy arguments to pull you away from Torah, that's what you hold on to. That what protects you. Ha'ozim orchos yosha. All these people. Because you can have a twisted. Let's take, for instance, simple story in Chumash. Ben Yisrael in the Midbar 40 years, learning Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. All of a sudden, the Benos Moav jump up. A bunch of bunch of pretty girls. And what do? They take out the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or and say, one of the most primitive, obnoxious Avodah Zarah, and people can worship him. Where you been for 40 years? The answer is, once a person has a certain type, he can twist his mind to justify Avodah Zarah, to justify everything in his world. But if you've internalized, oh, listen, sir, that has become who and what you are, then that's the biggest protection from this twisted logic and this upside down way of thinking, who leaves the paths of Yashus to go into something that brings them to destruction. And these people, and there's a group of people out there, Hasmeichim Lasus Ra, they love evil. They are people who are intrinsically evil. And they can have the most beautiful mouthpieces in the world and convince anybody of anything. You had a man like Joseph Stalin, one of the biggest Rotzchim in the history of the world. Everything is in the interests of the common man, fairness, how communism began. We're here for everybody. What is it? Hitler began with his old version. Greek philosophers and the like. We had Heidegger coming off of Hegel. And but essentially, what is enables them to sell it to them? Their joy in Asiyas Ra. Yogilu Batapu Kosra. And he says, Hatzilchu Misha Zara. Misha Zara Chazal tell us two things. Misha Zara Kamashmoros Znus. Misha Zara Kfir Navarazar. Is nos. Two powerful pulls on a person. Amareho hechlika. Very smooth talker. Zevis aluf nore. She's left her husband or left the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This elokeva shechicha. Okay. And they lead you to destructions. And the pasuk says, "Kaboel lo yeshuvu o lo yosigu orchos chay." We're in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes. Tshuva is possible for everybody. The two types of people for whom tshuva is almost impossible, if not impossible. So Rashi says, Lo Yeshuvan, Yikshi Be'enayim Lifrosh Mimeno V'lach Subahem. It's very difficult, doesn't mean impossible. Lo Yeshuvano, and if they are Shav, Lo Yosigor Chalchadim. And that is that there are types of people who, let's say, Gemara begins, no, Gemara about Rabbi Elazar ben Georgia. Their whole life is the pursuit of pleasure. That defines who and what I am. That becomes their mitzvahs. And we live in a door where for many people that is the mitzvahs of life. The pursuit of pleasure and arayas and pleasure, and that's all life. That's the be-all and the end-all of life. When a person realizes at one point the emptiness of it, so then he has to rebuild his entire mitzvahs. That's a stira gluya. What do we talk about a person who internalizes mitzvahs hysteria? Mitzvahs is that there's a higher vision of the world, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that becomes who my mitzvahs is. There's a midah Moshe Rabbeinu had, David HaMelech had a midah of Eved. That, what is an Eved? An Eved has no independent identity. An Eved's identity is being subject to a master. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest human being who ever lived. What was the Hesper HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them? Eved Hashem. Moshe Avdi Meis. Means there was no ego there. Everything he did was subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David, Navi said he did one affair in his life. So by Sheva, which is a problem of Midasros. And he's an Eved. So his Metzius becomes HaKadosh Baruch. On the other hand, there's certain people who forget their Metzius is as being a spiritual being. Their Metzius is absolutely, their goof becomes their Metzius, and the Metzius is their goof, and that's all it is. And the pleasure of the goof are all they have. Then, when you want to rebuild yourself, the story of Blessed Virgin, he realized he didn't have the materials to build himself up again. There was nothing there. So Rashi says, very difficult, it's impossible. And a similar thing, the Gemara says, Minus, every religion, for the people who take it seriously, is the most important thing in their lives. So if a person decides that my Metzius isn't Torah, my Metzius is Chas V'Shalom Christianity, all of a sudden, and he takes it, and that is, in a deep way, when he wants to pull back, it's very hard. Because he's redefined his Metzius. That's a Lo Yeshuv Lo Yosig Or Chaskayim. L'matelech b'derech tov. The pasuk goes all the way back. That if you take Torah in that deep sense, Torah is what protects you from being taken in by all of these twisted ideologies that pull you out, and you will begin going, and it guarantees you that it will go b'derech tovim. The Orchos Tzadikim Tishma. And the derech is the main road. As the Malbim says, well, derech ha-golo, the Gros says the same thing. It'll put you on the total right path. But then life, besides the main road, has a lot of side streets. For Orchos Tzadikim Tishma, make sure even your side streets are guaranteed. And it tells me the conclusion is a very simple conclusion. Ki yesharim yishkenu aretz usmimim yivosu va. He said, says, what's the machlokas from Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra? Machlokas between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra is one. Only one. Yetzer Tov says tomorrow, and Yetzer Ra says today. It's the whole thing. He says, long term, who is the one who survives? Who is the one who succeeds? Olam Hazeh, Olam Habo. That one, person who maintains his yashus. They're the ones who inhabit this world, whether it means this world, means the next world, Rashi says Olam Habo, Mefarshim says Olam Hazeh, in a successful way, and not. What all these series of psukim are telling me is one thing. There's a path when a person changes himself and defines himself by Torah, by pursuing it with an intensity and a depth and a single-mindedness. And once you do that, and that becomes who and what you are, then and you do it with a yashus. That yashus is going to protect you from all of those forces that try to pull you away from God. And that guarantees your success in this world and the next. And this is the message Shlomo HaMelech is giving. Pursue Torah, internalize it, define your midas by it, as the Gross says. Gross goes into much greater detail. You see that. And that becomes your midas of Torah, your ideas of the ideas of Torah. Holach Yosha Kamosha Sorokim. And that gives you a mahalach in this world, that all the forces out there that twist and turn all the logic in this world, they don't work. And in the end, Kishorim Yishkenu Aretz, the people who maintain that straightening. V'tmimim Yivos Ruvah. We described before the difference between the Yosha and the Talmud. The Yosha is the person who has that deep understanding of Torah and there's totality, and that becomes who and what he is. And the Talmud, this person may not have that, but has decided exactly this is my derech, and doesn't allow him to be dissuaded by any other derech. This is how this is the message of Perek Beis. Perek Gimel is Mitzvah Hashem next time. We'll take one or two times, but this first part of Mishlei is to explain to a person the necessity for Limudat Torah, the importance of Limudat Torah, the practical ways to do it in the deepest way possible, and the net result that happens as a result of that Limudat Torah. Okay.